From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. warplanes have bombed an Islamic State training camp in Libya. The strike Friday destroyed a building in the town of Sabratha, west of Tripoli, in a region where the extremist group is known to operate. At the Pentagon Friday, spokesman Peter Cook said the airstrike targeted senior figure Noureddin Shushan, a Tunisian national and an Islamic State operative known as Sabir.
This is not the first time we've taken direct action in Libya or against other high-value ISIL targets, and it may not be the last. We will continue to target ISIL and its infrastructure wherever it exists, and when opportunities such as this emerge, we will exploit them.
Cook said the airstrike was a clear demonstration of the U.S. military's commitment to go after Islamic State militants wherever they are and prevent the group from establishing new safe havens. Local officials said at least 40 people were killed. Western officials told the New York Times that more than 30 Islamic State recruits were among the casualties. The U.S. Justice Department is asking a judge to immediately order Apple to comply with a court order for the company to unlock the iPhone used by one of the shooters in last year's San Bernardino attack. In a motion filed Friday, prosecutors offered a sharp response to the public statement by Apple CEO Tim Cook, who said the firm would challenge the court order to protect his customers' privacy. Prosecutors wrote in their statement, rather than assist the effort to fully investigate a deadly terrorist attack, Apple has responded by publicly repudiating the order. Apple argues the software the FBI is seeking would effectively act as a so-called backdoor that could be used to weaken the iPhone's security protocols. This is VOA News.